Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Our post-Super Tuesday edition, toll-free, our number, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I was on last night, maybe the first almost 20 minutes of Hannity, and because Fox on Super Tuesday election night, it's all run by the news department, and I was on with Brett and Martha. I had a lot to say, and I, by the way, what a shocker, right, Linda? I had a lot to say. One of the things that I said and I have been saying, and I'll say this to all the other candidates that put their hat in the ring. Number one, I do have a deep, deep abiding respect for anybody that is willing to put themselves out there and take the leap and be willing to put themselves in the arena and get attacked for pretty much everything if you're a conservative or a Republican. And want to serve your country and go after the job, to the hardest job in the world, to be president of the United States. I just have an abiding respect for that. Win or lose or draw, those people did it. There, if we can look back in retrospect, and I know if you go back to 2020, post-2020, I mean, there were more people that had written Donald Trump off, that he's done, he's finished, he's making no comeback, et cetera, et cetera. And they've just been flat out wrong. The mob, the media, they've just, you know, and since then, because he's been making a comeback, they have basically dropped everything in the kitchen sink to try and destroy this man. And that means lawfare and a weaponized justice department and charges and here, there, and everywhere, wanting to put one election year obstacle in front of him after another, I guess, starting with New York and this case going back to before 2016 with Stormy Daniels in New York. It's beyond insane. Just like the civil trial was beyond insane. They ended up canceling one family and one organization and one man for valuations that nobody complained about. In other words, that had a disclaimer as well. Don't use our valuations. That was part of the boilerplate agreements that Donald Trump made with any loan application or insurance application. You've got to do your own due diligence. You have a fiduciary responsibility to do so. Don't use our values. None of the banks complained. They're all paid back on time. None of the insurance companies complained. Just the opposite. You even had Deutsche Bank executives saying, no, we were really happy with the way it worked out. And yeah, we understand the valuations differ from person to person. And we, you know, they understand that Deutsche Bank, they wouldn't be in business if they used people, the borrowers' valuations of collateral in there, factoring in whether they're going to give somebody hundreds of millions of dollars in a loan or hundreds of millions of dollars worth of insurance. That's just not how the world works. But anyway, in that sense, everything that I've been saying about watching history and how Donald Trump defies all conventional political gravity was unfolding before our eyes last night. I was riveted to the coverage. I was up late watching the coverage. I wanted to know, you know, I wanted to know when California came in, for crying out loud. I mean, I know, I admit up front, I'm a complete loser, but this is where my area of interest is. And it was just fascinating to watch all of this. And with all that said, and as we look at where we are right now as a country and what we're facing and the challenges before us and what this election is coming down to, it basically comes down to everything. After last night, Donald Trump all but has sewn up the Republican nomination. Looks like Joe Biden, Michelle Obama's not running. It looks like Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee. I think he will be on the ticket in November of 2024 if he can stay healthy, but that's saying a lot. I mean, he can't even use the big boy stairs to get up on Air Force One, and he can't get through. He stammers and he struggles and he mumbles and he bumbles and he doesn't remember where he was and he digresses and he doesn't know whether to exit stage left or stage right. I mean, he's just a cognitive mess and he's weak and he's frail and he shuffles along and they keep him in hiding as much as possible. Notice in the lead up to tomorrow night's State of the Union address, we barely see Joe Biden. And he's been practicing and practicing and practicing. And let me say up front, this is what the media is going to say post the State of the Union address. See, Joe did a great job. He got through the whole speech and everything, and he didn't have any mistakes. Let me just give you the facts as somebody that has given a lot of speeches in his life, spends 3 hours on the radio every day. This is all unscripted. And have been doing this for over 30 plus years of my life. And now also in my 28th year at the Fox News Channel, most of that show is unscripted as well. And I'm just telling you that giving a State of the Union address is probably the easiest layup speech in the world. Now, he did pass on the easiest interview in the world because there would have been a couple of questions about current affairs, foreign affairs, that were mixed into the Super Bowl interview, but he did miss an opportunity, which tells you how little confidence his team has in him. The reason that he needs an entire week to practice a simple State of the Union address, and it is simple, is mind-numbing to me. But the reason that he will do okay in that speech, and I'm going to predict that, is the person that has probably been the most outspoken in terms of pointing out his physical weakness and frailty and his cognitive decline, is because it's so simple to give that speech. You read a line, you read two lines, maybe three, and then there's applause. That gives you time to take a break, maybe take a sip of water. I don't know, take a hit off your e-cig, whatever. But it's a simple speech, and that will go on throughout the entire speech. I guarantee you it will be shorter than your usual State of the Union address. And basically what they're telegraphing, they're saying about going after greedy corporations for Biden's inflation and bad economy and shrinkflation. And it's just going to, you know, it's going to infuriate so many conservatives. But now this is a choice election. As a matter of fact, it'll be the biggest choice election in our lifetime. I know in previous election years, I have said this is the most important election in a generation, in our lifetime. Okay, this is that on steroids and human growth hormone. I mean, it really comes down to very deep, fundamental, philosophical differences between the radicalized left. There's no more moderates in the Democratic Party. If you considered Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, the moderate wing in the Senate, they're both leaving. They're done. They're gone. I know the media likes to portray Mitt Romney as such. He's leaving, too. I never viewed him that way. I viewed him as somebody that was just angry and bitter. And I don't know. He lost the presidency and, like so many others, kind of lost his mind. But Now it's going to be Biden and Trump. Now, if it stays that way, if Joe doesn't trip and fall, and he might be one fall away from not being on the ticket in November, we'll have to wait and see. I think the likely replacement would be Vice President Harris, and she's got lower approval ratings than he does. But this is going to be a choice between this radical environmentalism that wants to shove electric vehicles, which we learned this week are more toxic to the environment than gas-powered vehicles. Side note, I want people to have a choice. You want an electric vehicle? Go get a Tesla. Go have at it. Have fun. If you want a gas-powered vehicle like I prefer, then get that one. I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty. The left doesn't. But it's going to be the radical environmentalists that want to take over your stoves and have you replace them. They're not going to pay for it. You'll have to pay for it. Your refrigerator, your washers and dryers, your freezers, and everything in between. And take away your meat on top of everything else because of the methane gas produced by cows. Or it's going to be energy independence, dominance, and make America rich and get rid of our debt that we're putting on our children. That is what is at stake. That is the choice coming up on November 5th. That's 243 days from today. It's either going to be a choice of law and order and safety and security for you and your family in every city and every town in America, or it's going to be defund, dismantle, no bail laws. How is that working out for most cities? You need law and order and safety and security. That's a prerequisite if you want to pursue happiness. You know, if you want to look at why are so many African Americans, Hispanic Americans, young people, suburban women in record numbers, why are they abandoning Biden? Because their policies, Joe's policies and the radical left's policies, the Democratic Party's policies, they are killing job creation. They are killing the economy in this country. Well, Hannity, they had a record number of jobs created. Yeah, most of them part-time jobs, a lot of those taken up by people that need extra money to make ends meet. But, you know, why get into the particulars of this? This is now going to be about simple, fundamental, philosophical differences that are deep and that are profound. A choice between a thriving economy with low taxes, less burdensome regulation, low inflation, low interest rates, versus Biden's policies that have led to 60% of our fellow Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Been there, done that in my 20s. Not the best place to live. I wouldn't want to go back. If I could, I'd survive. Even if I had to work at McDonald's at night, I'd do what I'd have to do. Or drive for Uber. I wouldn't really care. If I had to do it, I'd do whatever I needed to do to support my family. That's what's at stake here. It'll be the issue of border security, and we'll get into this later, which was mocked on MSDNC, that in Virginia, that was the top issue. Well, we're going to give you a list of crimes that have been committed by illegal immigrants to people in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I'd like to see that these brave hosts over at the conspiracy theory channel, MSDNC, I dare them to say these comments to the likes of Lake and Riley's family, or a young 14-year-old girl that was raped by an illegal immigrant in Virginia last year. And they're mocking that? Wow. But this will be a choice between safe and secure borders versus Joe Biden's nearly 10 million illegal immigrants, unvetted, and many coming from our top geopolitical foes, China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, Syria. That is now the biggest, it is a clear and present danger, the biggest threat to our national security in our lifetime, or as defined by some of the former top brass at the FBI, an invasion of military age men. This election is going to be about America's role in the world. And that means peace through strength. And I mean strength. I mean a force that nobody would ever dare challenge. Or it's going to be the policies of appeasement towards Iran, appeasement towards China, appeasement towards Putin and Russia. No consequences for even spy balloons or aggressive actions against our military, our Air Force jets and international airspace, our Navy and international waterways. That's what is at stake in 243 days. I will tell you right now, America is either going to be respected again, or you will watch China, Russia, Iran, North Korea do whatever the hell they want. They will be in charge because they see everything we see about a very weak, frail, and cognitively challenged president. And I will tell you, the polls are pointing in a direction that Americans that are by significant margins, and I'll get into this throughout this hour, they are rejecting Bidenism and the radical left in this country by massive numbers. 38% approval rating for Joe. By the way, 28% for the vice president. 86% now see what I first told this country about. This guy's cognitively checked out. Every poll now showing Donald Trump beating Joe Biden head to head. So they're going to try and tie him up all year in courtrooms all around the country. These a 38% approval rating is historically unwinnable for a sitting president. Now, I'm not taking any of this for granted because a lot can happen in 243 days. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. We do. We'll also check in with all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. We'll check in with Senator Ted Cruz. We'll get your calls in today. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. I don't know how much I should read into this, but many people don't know this, but on Super Tuesday, a lot of states have an uncommitted or no preference option on the Democratic presidential primary ticket. In North Carolina, for example, 12.7% chose that over Biden. Massachusetts, 9.4%. Minnesota, a whopping 18.9%. Colorado, 8.1%. Choosing, you know, no preference or uncommitted to Biden. These are the Democratic primary voters. Alabama, 6%. Tennessee, 7.9%. Iowa, 3.9%. Not sure whether I should read too much into that, or maybe that's like Democrats saying we don't want this guy. And they're even willing to vote that way. More on the other side. 800-941-SEAN, our number.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, only 243 days until Americans probably have the biggest choice election in their lifetime. Are you going to vote? You're going to vote early, overcome your reluctance, resistance to voting early, voting by mail. Will Republicans get their act together and match the efforts of Democrats on those efforts and legal ballot harvesting efforts? They better get their act together. You don't want to start election day down hundreds of thousands of votes and think that, oh, we're going to catch up. Yeah, what happens if it snows like it did during the special election in New York, in congressional district number 3. Whoopsie daisy. The Democrats had banked their votes, Republicans better pick up their game. Listen, if you haven't been looking, the price of new cars and even used cars, I mean, they're just, the prices are staggering right now, you know, thanks to Biden inflation. And God forbid, most people now are keeping cars longer than maybe they planned, and not getting new cars, or maybe can't afford a new car, a used car. So you got to take care of your car, but you also need to be safe and secure on the road. That's where CarShield comes in. God forbid you're driving along with your family and oops, you hear that noise, whatever that noise is, and your car breaks down. Well, first and foremost, roadside assistance is included in every CarShield plan. That's very important to know. Number two, if you haven't been looking at the cost of replacement parts and the cost of a great mechanic, guess what? That is a fortune in and of itself. And you need a plan. You want to be safe and secure and keep your family safe and secure on the road. And all you need to do is make a call to CarShield before that God forbid moment happens. Now, they protect cars whether they have 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it. Now, if whatever the repair is on your out-of-warranty car, truck, SUV, every CarShield plan, they're going to give you a low monthly rate. By the way, as long as you own your car, that rate never goes up. And with that plan, not only do you get the roadside assistance, you get protection on over 5,000 major parts and systems. And the time to call is now before something happens. 800-587-5060. Now, I'm talking about the big money items here, although nothing's really inexpensive to fix on a car. A friend of mine recently had a fender bender. Not a big deal. Couldn't even notice the damage. It was like insignificant. Other car that was involved in the fender bender had no damage. And this car had basically no damage, but apparently the electronics of that car were all in the front grill of the car. And it was $14,000 to replace it. I'm like, what? It's a fairly new car. Anyway, if you have CarShield, you don't have to worry about that because they're going to protect it and they'll take care of the repairs, both parts and labor. Call now, 800-587-5060. 5,000 major part systems and systems are protected. Big money items like engines, God forbid that seizes up your transmission or electronics. Anyway, they're going to be there for you when your car breaks down. They'll help take care of the repairs that inevitably follow, and you'll be back on the road. 800-587-5060. On the web, it's carshield.com. And by mentioning my name, you get 20% off. 800-587-5060, carshield.com/Hannity. So Biden goes into Super Tuesday night. Gallup has him at, what, 38%? He's down in every major poll, New York Times, Siena, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, at CBS. That poll actually had Trump over 50%. That's a big number. I think it was the Wall Street Journal poll. 10% of 2020 Biden voters are now going to be voting for Donald Trump. Gallup, 38% approval rating. Usually for a president to get reelected, you need to be around the 50% mark for that to be a pretty much a slam dunk, a layup. ABC, 86%, figuring out what we've been telling you, that Joe is a cognitive mess and just weak and frail. I mean, these are historically horrible numbers. Now, don't get complacent. Don't think, oh, okay, this thing's in the bag, because anything can happen in the next 243 days. These elections for Republicans, I use my old analogy, it's very hard for Republicans because you start out, you have to run the table. It used to be Ohio, Florida. They were two of the most important states. They're pretty solidly red now. Not as important. However, those states have been replaced. It's a little harder in Georgia. Republicans must win Georgia. It is a must-win state. North Carolina is a must-win state for any Republican that ever wants to be president. And they've got to pay attention. We always know that Pennsylvania for a Republican is a hard state to win. You have got to get into the state of Pennsylvania. That is a must-win state. Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, all important states. And then, I don't know, if I'm Donald Trump, I think I'm going to look at what's happening demographically in the country, and I'd be paying attention to these polls that are showing massive numbers of African Americans. He's now at 28% have left Joe Biden. That's a massive number. Hispanic Americans. I mean, right now, Donald Trump is nearly at 50%. He's got 48% approval rating. People want to vote in the Hispanic American community for Donald Trump. And young people are leaving Joe Biden in droves. I mentioned this last night, and I was on Fox and Friends this morning. Historically, what drives elections? Peace and prosperity. All right, how's the peace thing working? Well, we have war in Europe, war in the Middle East. You have nothing but aggressive geographic goals of Putin and Xi that are basically being shoved in our face. We see Putin in Ukraine, and we see China, you know, basically talking about reunification with Taiwan every day of the week, aggressively flying their fighter jets over Taiwan airspace. They've been confronting the U.S., our Air Force and international airspace, our Navy and international waterways. There's no consequences. Why? Because Joe Biden's president. This is insane. They're going to have a spy balloon, you know, just traipse across the United States over our military installations, taking pictures and sending them in real time right back to China. No consequences for that. No consequences for COVID. No consequences for anything. I mean, it's embarrassing on top of everything else, but more importantly, it's dangerous what's happening. Every one of these geopolitical foes, they sense nothing but weakness out of Joe Biden, and they also attribute it to the American people. They fear Donald Trump. They still fear him. In the back of their head, they're thinking he's crazy enough. He might do it. And guess what? He might. But that fear kept them in check the entire 4 years he was president. There's a reason Crimea was annexed during the Obama-Biden years, and nothing happened with Putin and Ukraine in the Trump years. But then, you know, Joe Biden's in office. What happens? He invades Ukraine. By accident? I don't think so. Iran? Well, Iran has gotten rich under Joe Biden. He's turned a blind eye and on the sanctions that prevent them from selling their oil internationally. Estimates up to $100 billion that they put in the coffers of these Iranian mullahs. Joe hasn't lifted a finger. Joe even wanted to give them $6 billion as a hostage payment. Allowed Iraq to pay $10 billion, lifted the sanctions to allow that payment, $10 billion in the coffers of the Iranian mullahs. This is insanity. This is now a more dangerous world because we don't have an American president that is strong on the world stage. He has abdicated his role as being the leader of the free world, and nobody respects him. Everybody knows what we know. Everybody knows he's weak. Everybody knows that he's a cognitive mess. And again, I'm going to predict he'll do satisfactory tomorrow during his State of the Union, the easiest speech in the world to give. Now, if he screws that up, I don't know. How do Democrats then justify? No, he's great. He's got more energy. He does more in an hour than the average American does in a single day. I'm like, I'd love to see Joe Biden take on my work schedule on any single day because I don't stop working. Just like the border's secure for 3 years and the border's closed for 3 years. That big lie. I never spoke to my son, my brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. All the things that the mob and the media ignore. But this is an opportunity on top of everything else. If you look at, for example, these polls that I've been mentioning to you, all right, well, how are Americans viewing Joe Biden's climate alarmism, religious cult agenda? Well, 51% of Americans think that it has mostly failed. Only 41% of Americans support it. How are African Americans, how are they viewing Joe Biden's policies in terms of help in their community? 51%, he's failed. Only 41% say that he's been successful. Tell me where he's been successful. What has he done? In terms of the working class, the people that really do make this country great, hardworking Americans that get up every day, work hard, play by the rules, put in their 12, 14, 16-hour days serving their fellow human beings by providing goods and services they want, need, and desire, We're up to nearly 60% of the working class in this country feeling the impact of his horrific and burdensome regulations and tax policies. And they're saying 60% that he has mostly failed. Has he improved the U.S. world image? 61% think Joe has mostly failed. How has he handled the economy? Again, only 36% say he succeeded. Over 60%, he has failed on the economy. Making America more safe and secure, 63% say he's mostly failed. Only 32% say he's been successful. On unifying the country, that's a joke, right? MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, Trump Republicans. 69% think he's failed on unifying the country. Only 26% believe that lie. And on the border, which it's so disgraceful what they did at MSDNC last night, mocking the border and exit polls coming back as the number one issue people are caring about. Maybe they can go meet with the families that have been victimized by illegal immigrants in the Commonwealth of Virginia, like the family of a young 14-year-old girl that was raped by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. I'll tell you about another case, another illegal immigrant from Honduras. Maybe they'll meet with Lake and Ryland's family before they start giggling away at the American people's thought process on the election. They think that's funny. I don't think it's funny. There's nothing funny about it. This is the biggest choice election in your lifetime. That is what this has now emerged into. And on every one of these issues, you will have a choice. You know, we want to stick with climate alarmism, the climate alarmist religious cult. Fine, go ahead. They'll take away your gas stove and your refrigerator and your freezer and your washer, your dryer and your air conditioning. Good luck with that. They'll force you into an electric vehicle. Americans have rejected flat out. They don't want it. You want to continue with record, you know, high inflation? You want to continue with, unemployment numbers are down, but they're part-time jobs. Why allow nuance to get involved in that argument, right? Minorities, let me ask you, you know, these traditionally blue states, how has the Democratic Party, I know they knock on doors every 2 and 4 years asking for your vote. How is your community doing with law and order and safety and security, which is a prerequisite to pursue happiness? How's it working out for you? How are your public schools working out for you? You look at Baltimore, New York City, Baltimore, they had 13 public schools, not a single child, not one, with, you know, all the potential God gives every human soul. And not one is proficient in math and science. We're robbing these kids of their future and their opportunity to pursue the ladder of success that is America. And they get away with it. They get reelected. Hopefully that's going to change come November. That's what's at stake here. You want these open border policies to continue? Really? Tell me why. I'd like to understand that because it makes absolutely positively zero sense to me. And it is the single greatest danger. Biden's illegal immigrants are now costing U.S. public schools $2 billion a year. National average $16,345 a student if each such child is enrolled in a public school. They don't have the resources to teach kids now. New York, the sanctuary city of New York. Well, all of a sudden, Greg Abbott and then Joe Biden. Joe Biden sent 87% of the illegal immigrants to New York. Well, now the governor of New York, we need to call out the National Guard because things have gotten so bad. Well, you wanted them. You got them. How's that working out for you there? Not too well, I would imagine. One of the funnier things last night is when Joe lost American Samoa. I was watching my colleague Brett Baer. I never heard of the guy either. He goes, well, we have a call now in American Samoa, Bear says, and he says, President Biden will lose to Jason Palmer, a self-described entrepreneur and investor. And, you know, he said he was kind of shocked by the news. And then he said, I don't even know who Jason Palmer is, but he's now the winner. I was thinking the exact same thing. Linda, do you know who Jason Palmer was? I have no idea who Jason Palmer was.
No, I had read an article earlier in the day about him, and it was the first time I'd ever heard of him, and I was like, oh, that's really weird.
That's funny. He becomes the first American incumbent president to lose a primary since Jimmy Carter. One other thing I'm going to add here, and I know people are upset about Nikki Haley. I think Nikki will come around and calling on Trump to earn her voters' support. Okay, well, they're going to have a choice. You want Biden or Trump, because that's where it's coming down. I see Mitch McConnell endorse Donald Trump. Gee, big deal. But anyway, many of the exit polls showed a lot of Nikki Haley's primary voters were Democrats. I'm just giving you the facts if you look at them. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN. Oh, one other thing. Donald Trump did something Joe Biden will never do. He actually urged Israel to finish off Hamas and win the war. Thank you. What have we been saying? Finally, somebody gets it. All of us have cell phones. I want you to get the same exact service you currently have from big carriers like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and you will not sacrifice any service. Pure Talk uses the same 5G network, the same exact cell towers as the big carriers, and right now is the perfect time to do it. They will give you a free Samsung 5G smartphone. By the way, no four-line requirement, no activation fee, just a Samsung that is built to last with a quick-charging battery, top-tier data security. By the way, qualifying plans start at $35 a month. Try and get this from the big carriers. Unlimited talk and text, 15 gigs of data, and they'll include mobile hotspot and the most dependable 5G network and the same cell towers as big carriers. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Join the hundreds of thousands of us to make the switch. Dial #250, say the keyword, save now, and claim your free brand new 5G smartphone from Samsung. #250, keyword, save now. All right, when we come back, we'll check in with all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, get his take on last night's Super Tuesday and the other news of the day. Then later on, we'll check in with Senator Ted Cruz. He ran away with his primary last night in Texas, and he's being targeted, the number one target of Chuckie Schumer. Straight ahead. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox entry system to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.